Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast, the show where we dive into the world of RV living with tips, stories, and insights from those who live it every day. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. And today I have another special episode for you. I got such great feedback from episode 16, where we heard from our past podcast guests answering the question, what has been easier than you thought about this RV life? People loved hearing all of the answers to the important question in just one episode, so I'm going to bring you another one just like that. Today, you'll hear all of our past guests discuss the things that they dislike about their RV, and hearing all of these answers is so important to anyone shopping for an RV. Each guest points out things that they wish they could change or things that they don't like as much as they thought they would. You don't know what you don't know, and speaking from experience now with having two RVs of our own, you have to live in it a little while to figure it out. So hopefully hearing from our past guests and their insights will help you make a better decision or save you from making a bad decision that you'll regret later. First, let's start with episode 1, where Tammy from Two Benedicts shares what she dislikes about her fifth wheel.
And so what do you think? Do you have anything that you don't like about this RV?
I think if I were going to change anything about it, it would probably be the furniture. But that's easily changeable. I could change that.
Exactly.
Really, everything that came in the RV that can't be changed, I'm happy with. But it would probably just be the furniture, yeah.
And RV furniture, we have found, is really not the best. I mean, it might look good, brand new, but it doesn't last long. It's not really comfortable. You know, even in our Jayco Pinnacle, that's called like a luxury fifth wheel. And it was, supposedly really nice furniture. And it was at the beginning, but it just broke down really easily. Yeah, nothing like residential. Do you guys ever think about doing some residential furniture in your fifth wheel?
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pushing year 3 with this and with this RV furniture. And like you said, it's been fine so far. We've made it work. And Donnie really loves that heated massaging recliner. But they are starting to show their use. And so it's going to have to be changed eventually. Yeah.
I love, though, how you really made it look so much more comfortable with what adding blankets and pillows and, kind of like covering it, right?
Yeah, I slip covered the love seat. Ours is a love seat at the end. We have a love seat and then we have the dual recliner thing. So the love seat one, I was able to cover with just a king size coverlet from Target. And so I can wash it. We use it as the blanket when the grand cuties sleep over.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's worked really well because, it makes it softer and warmer.
It does. It looks so comfortable. And it looks so beautiful too. Like you really have a knack for your decorating. That's for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We try.
I totally agree with Tammy that RV furniture is not the most comfortable or durable. Tammy has some great design ideas to make her RV furniture much more cozy, so be sure to check out her ideas on Instagram. And residential furniture is something a lot of RVers upgrade to, and I can definitely understand why. Keep in mind, though, when considering swapping RV furniture with residential, you need to be aware of a few things. First, weight difference. Second, the size difference, as RV furniture tends to be more narrow, and if you're wanting to put it inside a slide out, this really needs to be considered. And also, make sure it comes apart to be able to fit through the door. There's a reason why RVs come with RV furniture, as it is easy to fit through the door, it's lightweight, and it's not oversized. So just do your research when looking to make the swap. Next, let's hear from Desiree from RV Cruising in episode 2.
And so what are some things that you found out that you dislike about your RV?
Well, this is going to sound boring, but there really isn't anything that we would change on it.
Oh, that is awesome. So you didn't even have to do the 80-20 rule. You really have 100%.
No, exactly. It's quite surprising, really. But no, sometimes, we're in the RV and we're like, if we could change something, what would we change? Well, okay, maybe an extra bath, like a half bath.
Sure.
But I don't want to add any length. Right now, we're 39.11, of course, to stay under 40 feet.
Right.
So we can still get into state parks and national parks if we want to. So I really don't want to add any length. And we have everything we need. There's a washer, there's a dryer. You know, we have a shower. We have everything we need. We don't need anything else. We have plenty of storage, like really a lot of storage. So, no, I think it's just perfect for us. We don't need anything else.
I love that. I love that you found a great floor plan and that you wanted and you actually got it. And it's just as good as, you know, had imagined. So that's wonderful.
I love that Desiree and her husband found the perfect RV for them. I mentioned the 80-20 rule, and you'll hear me talk about it a few more times with other guests. It's pretty common to find an RV that you like 80% of and 20% that you don't love. So if you are RV shopping and like at least 80% or more, you probably found the perfect RV for you. Now let's hear what Brian and Teresa from Our Villa Adventures mentioned in episode 3.
So now that you've been in your RV, so how long has it been? 2.5 years for this fifth wheel?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you've been in it for a while, what are three things that you don't like about it that you wish you could change?
I guess the biggest challenge that I wish I could change if I was building these things is we have the physical cargo space for anything and everything we would ever need. Is the weight capacity is the biggest challenge. According to the sticker on the RV, we only get 2,000 pounds cargo weight, and we don't even know if that's truly accurate. We get weighed a lot to make sure that we stay underweight. I would say within the 2.5 years, we've probably weighed on CAT scales 5 or 6 times, maybe, if not more, just to make sure we're staying legal for the RV and the truck. So that's definitely a challenge. I wish we would have more weight capacity for the size of the rig and the storage they give you. The other thing is, like I said, with the full body paint, we love it. We wouldn't have a rig without it, but you do have to be really careful cleaning it, keeping it free of scratches. There's a lot of campgrounds where you're rolling in. There's just no way to avoid scraping a tree at the top. We had one campground where we had a 40-foot scratch across the top of our black paint. So it took a little buffing, but it did come out. And then lastly, I guess it would be the quality to build of these RVs for the money you're spending. You expect, like when you pull the walls down, that it's kind of like a house, but they're kind of just thrown together. So they could spend a little more attention to detail when they're building them. And that's across the board, whether you're in a $10,000 rig or, you know, $1 million rig.
That is so true. We definitely have come across that too. We were used to building homes. My father was a contractor, and then my father basically taught my husband all the different aspects of building. So we built several homes together, and we're used to quality construction and had no idea about anything with RVs. So this was so new. And you're right, the difference between a home and an RV is night and day. But, you know, we understand everything has to be light and thin and all of that to, you know, have the right weight restrictions and all that. But boy, it's hard to see some of the stuff that they do. And the corners they cut is like, ugh. And that 40-foot scratch, ugh, like that makes my stomach hurt to think about that too. That would be hard on a painted rig.
We had a 40-foot scratch on both sides of the rig from different campgrounds.
Oh, no. Oh, I could see like that heartache. Oh, gosh, I'm glad that you were able to buff most of it out. And oh, yeah, that would be really, really tough, especially with all the money you spend. And it's not anything that you could avoid. So that's very, very frustrating. One thing I want to talk about real quick is you mentioned the CAT scale. That is so important. And most people do not know about the towing numbers and cargo capacity and payload and all those things. The only way to actually know what you're doing is to weigh your rig. And most people do not even know how to use the CAT scale. So I'm so glad that you guys do that to keep you guys safe and legal. And yeah, we try to do that as often as we can too. It really is easy to use. There's an app on your phone. You just pull in, click the app, and you can know your numbers really quickly. And it's, what is it, like $12 or something like that?
Yeah, it's dirt cheap for the peace of mind. I mean, like you said, you're keeping yourself safe. You're keeping others on the road safe. And also, if you were to have a problem, we've had problems problems where when we've reached out to either the manufacturer or to Lippert, one of the first questions they've asked is, do you have a current wait ticket? So it was nice to not have to stress over, oh yeah, I can send you one right away. And the problem that we've realized is a lot of people don't want to know their weight because they know they're overweight from the get-go.
Brian brought up one of the most important points that a lot of new RVers don't know about, and it's knowing your weights of your RV and what your truck can safely and legally tow. Getting all of your numbers from a CAT scale is so critical for a safe towing experience for you and for others on the road. I'm also so glad that he brought up the full body paint maintenance, although it is way better than without the full body paint. And I'm glad he talked about, too, the lack of quality construction that most RVs have, especially when you're used to the quality construction of a home. There's just no comparison, and it's just something that you learn to get used to. Up next, let's hear from Patty and Shane from Gills on Wheels in episode 4.
Well, now that you have talked about the three things that you love about both of the fifth wheel and the truck camper, what are some things that you guys don't love?
So for me, I'll do the truck camper again. Probably like the small space, like it can get, even though it's big and we have a slide, you know, there's plenty of room for us, but there's still times where it's like the other day, it was raining all day long. So we were kind of stuck in the truck camper. So then it's like, okay, you know, it starts to get like close in on you a little bit. And then the truck camper model that we've got is a wet bath, which works great. And we, you know, we don't really have any issues with it, but it would be nice to have a dry bath. That would be better and easier. You don't have to dry it out every time. Like you have to dry it out to be able to use the restroom or go back in and do your hair, makeup, whatever it is that you're doing. Gosh, I don't know if there's a third thing that I don't like about the truck camper. Maybe. I'm not sure if there's three things that I dislike.
That's so good that you really like a lot of stuff. And I'm sure you guys heard of that 80-20 rule where you're going to get 80% of what you like and 20% of what you don't like. And sounds like you like 95% of everything. And I love the point of the wet bath because I knew you had to dry it out, but I didn't really think about that. You really have to dry it out to go back in and do your hair and makeup and go to the bathroom. And, you know, it's not like so hard, but it is kind of a pain. I can see that. So that's a good point.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like nobody wants to go back in and sit on the wet toilet. Like that's not
right.
Not fun.
Well, tell me something, Shane, about the fifth wheel that you wish that you could change.
One more thing about the truck camper for me is having to put it on the truck.
Cause oh, that's true.
You have about maybe an inch on either side to get it in the bed the right way. So when we take it off, that sometimes can aggravate. And I've done it a couple of times in one shot, and sometimes it's taking me like 25.
Yeah.
So it depends. I mean, you may be at it for 10 minutes. You may be at it for 45 minutes.
That's
one thing I really don't care about. But once it's on there, it's great. As far as the fifth wheel, first thing would be you're limited to the parks you can go to. You know, there's a bunch of them out there that are really, really nice parks, but they only fit a 32-foot or they only fit with one slide or something like that. So you're limited into these parks that are much larger, and being bigger means they're more expensive. Then another thing is the fuel mileage difference. Pulling the fifth wheel, that thing gathers so much headwind that I get like 8.5 miles a gallon. And that adds up over if you're going to, you know, Montana or what have you, but just around close, it's not too bad. And then the third thing that I would say would be the maintenance. There's a lot of maintenance on the fifth wheel over time. There's a lot of different places stuff can go wrong. Whereas the truck camper is kind of compact and you can see everything all at the same time, and just makes it easier for the maintenance stuff in the truck camper.
Those are all really, really good things for people to consider. You're right. Yeah, the miles per gallon, I don't think we've ever gotten more than 8.5 when we're towing the big rig. And even with the smaller truck, smaller RV, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, so that's good to know that you get a lot better gas mileage with the truck camper too. And I'd never even thought about taking it off and putting it back on, how difficult that could be. You have to get it right or you're going to be working at it for a while. So good points with that.
I'm so glad Patty mentioned having to dry out the wet bath. That's definitely something I never thought about when looking at RVs with the wet bath. I'm also glad that Shane pointed out the difficulty in getting the truck camper onto the truck. That's another thing I never thought about. So those are two really good points when thinking about purchasing a truck camper. Shane also brought up good things to consider when buying a fifth wheel. The length, and if it's too long, it will be more difficult to get into certain parks. And the bigger it is, the lower your fuel mileage will be, and the more your maintenance will be. There definitely is a lot to consider when RV shopping. Now let's hear what Clarence and Kirsten from Move with Mac had to say in episode 5.
So now let's talk about some things that you don't like. Real quick before we start, if you guys heard about the 80-20 rule, because, you know, we had heard about that when we were first RV shopping, that you're never going to find something that you love 100% of. You're going to, you know, look for something that you like 80% of and 20% you're not going to love. And that's still a good one. So what do you think? The things that you don't love, is it about 20% or do you think it's more? And tell me more about it.
It's less. It's the booth, dinette booth, slide around, U-shape. We can't sit there together because our feet are on top of each other. Our legs are on top of each other. And then you have to slide around. And then one person's in front of the TV and it's uncomfortable too.
Yeah, we have a dinette too that we thought we would love a lot more than we do. And yeah, it's kind of like you don't know what you don't know until you're kind of using it. And then you realize, well, this isn't as great as I thought.
True.
Right. And then we don't have levelers.
Oh, okay.
So that.
That's a problem.
That's a problem because we think we're level and then we go inside and no. So then we got to back down off of the yellow block and then back up on the yellow block. And that's just a pain.
Yeah, I can see that that would be something that you have to just kind of take your time and level out.
And
yeah.
We didn't know anything about levelers when we started. So we were kind of like, okay, that'll never happen again.
Yeah, that's definitely things that you have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. Anything else with the Class C?
No, I love it, actually. I mean, besides me wanting to get a little bigger, but it's not that important.
Right, that's a want
and
versus a need.
And I'm actually going to replace the dinette with a couch next week, too, anyway, so.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. I can't wait to see that. Oh, that's perfect. Definitely do a reel on that or some pictures. That'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll do it before and after. We're going to have the shop do it.
Oh, good. Oh, that'll be fantastic. Awesome. And now that you're in your fifth wheel, what do you think? Is there things that you really love or that you wish that were a little bit different?
I wish I would have had someone else do the floor.
Yeah.
To be honest, it looks good, but it's not professional, and I'm an OCD type of guy. Yeah, you know, I think that's the military in me, but I wish I would have had someone else do the floor. Other than that, I love this thing.
Yes.
I was surprised Kirsten brought up not liking the booth because we felt the same exact way about ours, and I thought we were the only ones. We also recently took out our dinette and replaced it with the theater seats, and we love it so much more. I also didn't even realize that some RVs don't come with levelers, so make sure yours does when you're looking for your next RV. Now, let's hear what Janelle from Wins RV Club dislikes about her RV in episode 6.
So since you didn't do a lot of research and you kind of just went in and bought the one that you really wanted, the smallest Class A, is there things that now that you've been in it, is there things that you dislike and that you wish were a little bit different?
Oh gosh, yeah. Number one, the gas pump when I'm pulled up there is a frightening experience every time. I always stop, well, you know, try to stop when I'm around half a tank of gas, which is 80 gallons. So doing the math at 40 gallons times $3, $4. When I was in Canada, it was $6.70. Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, it's eating this month or gas.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part. I have a gas engine. I might go, should have done a diesel. And then sometimes I'm okay with it. But looking back, maybe I should have done a diesel. And I wish this RV had all these amenities, but was like 10 foot long. Could be so much easier in my life.
Right.
But otherwise, I love this RV. I mean, the gas price is crazy, but you know what? It's part of owning the RV. It's just part of the deal. People ask me, what's my gas mileage? What I get by mile? And I'm like, well, if I'm parked, the wind is at my back and I'm going downhill, I think I get about 7 miles to the gallon.
I don't know if you ever heard of like the little Jeep phrase that's smiles per gallon, not miles per gallon.
There you go.
So there you go. That's what it's all about, the smiles per gallon.
I never heard that, yeah. But I like it. I like it. And you know, I factor in that cost. My expenses are super low otherwise, and I just factor that cost in of having this RV.
That's true. And it's so worth it. I mean, yes, I think we all can say, like, whether we have a motorhome or we tow, the miles per gallon are horrible, but look at what it can bring you. And yeah, I think it's worth it.
Yes. When I went to Alaska, I was in the other RV and it got better gas mileage. And I had put $2,000 aside for gas, leaving from Washington, going through Canada to Skagway, Alaska. I put $2,000 aside. I used every single dime of that $2,000.
Wow. Good to know.
Well, gas was so high back then, too.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I wouldn't change going to Alaska. I don't care I spent that $2,000. I mean, do I wish I had the $2,000? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've gone to Alaska now, so I wouldn't change that for anything.
Yeah, that is on our bucket list. We can't wait to go one day.
Oh, totally do it.
Janelle definitely brought up something that all RVers hate, and it's the gas mileage that we get when we travel. I don't know one RVer that is happy with their gas mileage, and it's just something that we all budget for, and we all agree it's worth it for the freedom that traveling brings us and the memories that we make. Moving on, let's hear from Jeff and Sarah from Wake Up and Wander in Episode 7.
And so now that you've been in your RV, are there things that you dislike that you kind of would like to change if you ever were going to get another RV, that you would look for something different?
Well, the one thing, this kind of might seem silly, but if we had known what we know now, we would have not, we bought our RV new, we would have not gotten the carpet on the slide. It's like one of the only places where there's carpet. We would have had them put the linoleum flooring that's in the rest of the RV on that too, because it's just with a dog and everything.
Yes.
I would recommend that to anybody. As long as that's, you know, some people want the carpet, but we just wouldn't, because it's just easier, especially when you're out boondocking in the desert and you're bringing in all of the dirt and everything. It's easier to clean without those little pieces of carpet in random places on the slides in the RV. Let's see, we don't like our dinette. We're actually planning to at least take half of the dinette out this summer and kind of revamp that to make it a little more comfortable. I mean, it is good storage, but we actually have a lot of stuff stored in our dinette booths that we don't even really need or that we haven't even used in the last 4 years. So, you know, it is good storage, but at the same time, if we're storing stuff we don't need, I don't know what the point is. And, oh, the other thing, and it's not that big of a deal, really. As soon as you walk in our door, the bathroom is right there. So it's not super private when you're just walking in the door and you could walk straight into the bathroom. It'd be great for people with kids who are coming in filthy and you just want to throw them in the shower or something. But I think those are really the only things that aren't our favorite about the RV.
That was one of the things that she right away, within a week of us moving into the RV, she said, this was a horrible design. I would have never put a bathroom right inside the main door. And it is something that, you know, I'm not sure where it could have been put, but it is kind of a bad spot in our opinion.
And that, to me, I'm glad you guys brought that up, because I always thought, like, when I see floor plans with the bathroom right by the door, that it's so great to be able to access it with the slides closed. Can you guys access it with the slides closed?
And that is true. I mean, yes, we can just walk right in the RV when we're traveling to use our bathroom, but
I thought people looked for that. Like, I actually thought people, you know, wanted to have the bathroom to be able to use it during travel. So good to know, though, because it's something to think about. A lot of times you aren't actually traveling and you're stationary, and then you have to still have the bathroom in that location. So yeah, something to think about. So I'm glad you guys brought that up.
I couldn't agree more with Jeff and Sarah about not liking the carpet in the RV. The new RVs now don't have the carpeting that the RVs all had in them even just a few years ago. Carpet in an RV looks awful fast, and it's much better to not have it at all. We recently removed our carpeting and replaced it with vinyl plank flooring, and it's been a game changer. And it's funny how they are yet another couple that don't like their dinette. Unfortunately, you'll probably need to try the dinette for a while to be able to decide if you'll like it or not. And they also bring up such an interesting point with the location of their bathroom by the door. It's a benefit when you're traveling, but it's not so great when you're parked and now you have no privacy at all with the bathroom located right by the door. So it's something to definitely consider. Next up, we hear from Chris and Gary from Big Dog RV in episodes 8 and 9.
And so now let's talk about a few things maybe that you don't like quite as much, or maybe you would change if you were given the opportunity.
Okay, so the very first on the list is going to make you chuckle a little bit, because the first thing that I dislike about it is its size, which is funny because that was the first thing that I love about it is the size and that it fits us so comfortably. But sometimes it feels like it's too big. You know, when you're lumbering down the road, it just feels so big. It's like this big behemoth that you're trying to get down the road, or you're trying trying to get into a state park, a national park, things like that. So sometimes, although the size fits us so well, sometimes it feels monstrous and it feels so big. So if we could size down, I think we might at some point, but right now the size fits us perfectly. Also, our fuel mileage is only around about 8.5 miles per gallon. So that's not great. We don't like that. And then last is that it's really kind of expensive to fix when something breaks. When you're in a motorhome this big with the big diesel engine, you know, they say you can get 1 million miles out of a diesel engine if you maintain it properly, and we're very good about maintenance. But at the same time, if something does break, then it's pretty expensive to fix. So that's something that we're not crazy about.
Yeah, that is what I heard as well. But, you know, with the miles per gallon too, I think that's really common for everyone. We have towed our 40-foot fifth wheel with the 3500 dually, and we were getting 8.5 miles of the gallon. And now we tow our little rig with our Jeep Gladiator, and we're getting 8.5 miles of the gallon. And so it seems like that is...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It just seems like when you tow and you're, you know, in something large or you're towing something, I think that that's pretty average. And so, yeah, that's the only thing. We're doing the same thing with our next rig. Are we getting a motorhome? Are we going back to a fifth wheel? We're kind of doing all that investigation again, kind of starting over. And yeah, that's one of the things, but I'm really not hearing anyone say, this is what gets me the most gas mileage, because really everybody complains about that.
That is interesting. And I guess that's just the cost of what we're doing. And it's not like we're ready to give up because of the cost of, you know, what we're doing. We still love it.
Right. Oh, definitely. It's so worth it. Then you just kind of factor in that cost with, you know, this kind of life. And like I said, we definitely agree that it's so worth it.
Chris brings up a great point that the size of their RV is something that they love and another thing that they don't like. Having a big RV is wonderful when you're parked and definitely can be difficult when you're traveling. She's another one that talks about fuel mileage, and it's also important to know that Class A motorhomes are more expensive to maintain and repair than other RVs, so keep this in mind when you're comparing different RV types. Now let's hear from Vern and Katie from Nomad Nesters in episodes 10 and 11 to see what they had to say.
And then now that you're in your current rig, what are some things that maybe you wish were a little bit different? Like maybe three things that you dislike about your current RV so that people can keep in mind when they're RV shopping.
Well, Katie, can you make this down to three? You caught us right in the middle of a project discussion. We'll call it discussion.
We're renovating the inside. I wish RVs felt a little more less RV style. I want it to be lighter and brighter and more homey, but I think that goes to everyone's personal decorating. You know, the one thing that I do miss about living in a home versus an RV is I miss having a great big bathtub. I would love a little more storage space. We did go shorter. We didn't want to go really long. So we specifically got an RV that was 35 feet because we didn't want to max out on being able to go to national parks and things. You know, I'm really happy with our RV. We have a full-size refrigerator, full-size oven. Probably just a little more under storage would be my main thing, and maybe more closet space. I mean, no matter how big your closet is in an RV, probably everybody wants a little more closet space.
You are right. I love your RV. I looked at the reel of your tour and it is so beautiful and you guys have done such a good job. I do see though what you mean. I don't think there's ever enough storage, and I do agree with there's so much like RV feel, and when you see these RV renovations and they look more homey, it's like, oh yeah, so tempted to do that as well. I love that. What's the process right now? Are you guys in the middle of doing anything, any projects right now, or?
What do you think we're the first step
of? We are painting everything. We're taking off the slide. You know how the slides always have that big bulky trim? We're replacing the furniture with more light, homey furniture. We're, you know, taking down the blinds. We're repainting all the cabinets. And
so, like I say, I mean, isn't that why you buy a brand new RV, is to get rid of all the beautiful new things? And put you other things in. I'm looking at 6 gallons of paint in here that are getting ready to go up on the wall. And
I can't wait to continue following and seeing the renovations. That's exciting. It will be worth it.
It is. And I think that's the fun thing about RVs is oftentimes, especially we go visit family and they'll say, oh, come on in, use our shower, come stay with us, you know. And I think people forget that this really is our home. RVers that are full time, it's our home. And so it's just like any home that you move into. You just add those touches to make it yours.
Vern and Katie have done so much remodeling in their RV, and it looks beautiful. So be sure to check it all out on their Instagram. And it's true that RVs definitely have an RV feel, and a lot of people would prefer their RV to be more like a home, and renovating is certainly a big project. And she brought up a good point that most RVs don't have bathtubs, so this is something to consider if that's important to you. And storage is absolutely something you want to be sure you have enough of when you're looking at RVs. You will never have too much storage, so choose an RV that has plenty of it. It fills up fast. Next, you'll hear what my husband Randy and I disliked about our fifth wheel and what we don't like about our current travel trailer from our episode 12.
It was literally perfect in the beginning, but then eventually, because of the maintenance, it became very daunting.
That really was the only thing about the Jayco that we didn't like, is that it wasn't painted. And so the task of deoxidizing and buffing the entire thing, and Randy was up and down the ladder for a week trying to buff it out and then wax it to bring back its shine. Nobody ever told us as new RV owners that painted rigs, you just have to wax them. And when you don't get a painted rig, it is a ton of work that you have to do at least every 6 months. Right, Rand?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure there's some things with a painted rig you got to be careful of too, but still, it seems like the maintenance on a painted rig would be much easier than one that's not.
Yeah, for sure. And then what are some things that you dislike about our current Rockwood Mini Light?
Okay. The first thing I would say is the size. So now that we've downsized, we realized how much we missed the big one as far as the room and just, you know, being able to move around the RV so much easier. Probably the next thing would be the bathroom. So when we bought the Jayco, the bathroom was amazing. And now the bathroom in this one is the smallest bathroom you can think of. And that could be very challenging, to say the least. And then probably the third thing, we initially thought we were going to love the Murphy bed, but then taking it down, moving things around, it became frustrating with that as well. So it's worked, but it's definitely time for us to think about getting something a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it was great. And we were so excited, even after the 6 months to a year that we thought we were going to live in it. We were like, I'm not done with it yet. I'm still loving it. And now that it's been 3 years, we're definitely over it. You know, it is a great camper. But the one thing that if somebody is thinking about a Murphy bed unit to like to live in full time, is that you always have to go to bed and get up at the same time, which is not a big deal because we pretty much do that a lot, but it's kind of a hassle. There's been times where, you know, Randy would get up to, you know, go hunting or fishing early in the morning and I wasn't ready to get up. And so it's just a little bit inconvenient. And then you constantly, you know, have to put the bed away or get the bed down when you're going to bed or, you know, getting up in the morning. And then it's not real easy just to lay down and take a nap. Not that we're big nappers, but sometimes, you know, after a long day of hiking, you just want to take a nap. And it's just a little inconvenient to move all the pillows and do everything to try to take the bed down. So just something to consider.
We absolutely loved our Jayco Pinnacle, but disliked that it wasn't full body paint. That makes a huge difference in the look and upkeep of your RV. If you don't have full body paint, be prepared to do a lot of maintenance, like every 6 months, to keep it looking shiny, or it will be cloudy and old looking very quickly. Also, downsizing to a small RV sounds awesome to be able to go to more places easily, but it gets old very fast. It's very inconvenient, and having a Murphy bed is one of the most inconvenient things that we didn't realize until we had it. We are looking forward to a big rig again, and we will never take it for granted. Next, let's hear what Bryce and Chase from Sparks and Rec think about their RV in episode 13.
And then, since this is your first RV, and I love that you love so many things about it and it's really worked out for you, have you found anything or discovered like things that you really dislike about it and you wish that you could change?
Honestly, no.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I mean, when I tell you that we're very blessed with this camper, I mean, we absolutely love this camper. I mean, there's some cosmetic stuff just because of its age, but that doesn't really faze us because we've lived in, you know, very old housing before. And so that's never been a problem for us. But honestly, we absolutely love this camper.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's how we felt about our first fifth wheel. Every day, we had it for 4 years, and every day we're like, we love this. We'd walk in and be like, oh, it feels like home. It really does. That's so cool that you guys love it, and there's nothing that you would change. I'm so glad that you knew about the ceiling height, and that that really feels more like a home. We didn't even know the term fifth wheel when we started looking. And travel trailers, we just called everything an RV or a camper. And then when we started going to RV shows, we looked at motorhomes and all the different things, and we loved the height. Like you said, the height being in a fifth wheel, it doesn't compare to any other RV. It just really makes you feel like you're at home. So that's cool. I forget, did you say how long is your fifth wheel?
It's 37 feet from the tongue to the bumper and a 34-foot box. So the living is 34.
Oh, that's awesome. That's perfect size to get into most places. That's so great.
I love how Bryce and Chase bought their very first RV, which was a used fifth wheel, and absolutely love everything about it. They did their research and found a perfect RV for them. This is something that can save you so much money, so keep this in mind. Look for private sellers and go take a look at it, and you will most likely get a way better deal from a private sale than at a dealership. You can also hire an RV inspector so you have peace of mind in your purchase. I know when we sold our fifth wheel privately, it was a fantastic experience, and the buyers got an awesome deal and a fifth wheel that was like new, and they were super happy with it. Now, let's hear what Jason and Jen from No Sticks, No Bricks had to say in episodes 14 and 15.
And then now that you've been in it too, are there things that you dislike about it that you wish you could change or maybe don't like as much as you thought you would?
Yeah, the bathroom being one. It's nice to have two toilets, but as far as the shower goes, all we use that space for is hanging extra clothes in. It's so small that when I tried to shower in it, the curtain just stuck to me.
Oh, yeah. That's no fun.
Yeah, so our son actually traveled with us for about, 8 months or so when we first hit the road, and he would use that shower back there, but we have not used that shower since. So we probably would change that again. And then
The other thing with two bathrooms, that's two bathrooms to clean instead of one.
Yeah.
True.
And
then do you have two gray tanks and two black tanks then, or does it all combine to one?
Two different ones.
Okay.
And then another thing that, you know, we were like super excited to have like the sliding doors and the patio, which now we never use. The sliding doors are a piece of junk in our opinion. Like, they fall apart, the screws come out. It's just
right. And we're talking about the sliding doors that go out to the toy hauler patio part.
Yeah, to the toy hauler, yeah. So
what do you use then?
So we usually just stay outside, or the only time we really use our patio is if we're backed up to like water, like the ocean or a lake or a river. Otherwise, the dogs use it.
The dogs use it. The dogs love it, yeah. Because they can be on the patio and they don't have to be tied out. You know, we can put their bed out there, their water, and they're kind of free to come in and out as they want. So they love it. And that's pretty much even what the garage is for. It's that whole 12-foot of space is nothing but for the three dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice, because I always, every time I see a toy hauler with that rear patio, it's like, oh, I think I would be out there all the time.
That's what we thought. And then, but typically, you know, as a full timer, your view is a camper that's next to you. Yeah. So when you're sitting out there, you're just staring at the next camper. And that's, we just rarely use it unless we're like I said, against water or something.
I think we've only used it to sit out maybe two or three times. And that was, backed up to either a river or our pond or something. Other than that, we don't ever sit out there.
And so, because you said you have it down for the dogs and stuff, I was curious, do you find that you always have room, like a site that will allow you to put that down?
I'd say 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. We do run in and run to some RV parks that the sites are just too small for us to put the patio down. But we're planners, so when I'm booking my reservations, you know, months out, I am picking sites on purpose that are going to be long enough for us to fit in and have the patio door. Because the good thing about the patio door is it allows a lot of airflow through the RV, because you've got that big open space. The patio doors are closed, but they all each have their own windows, so you get airflow coming through. When that big door is up, you can really tell a difference inside without that airflow.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. That's the one thing I'm not familiar with is the toy hauler. And every time, you know, we go to RV shows and look at it, because we have a motorcycle too, and we actually drive separate and I tow the motorcycle. And so We always think, wouldn't it be so nice to have, you know, the fifth wheel toy hauler that we can bring it with us? And I love the garage and the patio, and that's awesome. But it's good to talk to actually somebody. You're the first person that has had a toy hauler, so it's good to kind of pick your brains about it.
For sure.
I'm so glad Jason and Jen mentioned that having two full bathrooms isn't as great as it seems. Our Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel had a bath and a half, and we definitely miss having that. But I can see how we probably wouldn't use a second shower and would prefer to have the space that it would take up. It's also good to know that having the rear patio in the toy hauler isn't something that they love like they thought they would. Last but certainly not least, let's hear from Nellie and Bryce from the Jergies in episodes 17 and 18 and hear what they dislike about their toy hauler.
So now that you're in it, and this is your first toy hauler, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so what are three things that you dislike about it that you wish that you could change? Or you probably did already change it with the remodel, but so what are the three things that you're like, okay, we got to change this? I would love to hear about that.
Sometimes it's too big. So I don't know. That's not something I can change, I guess, with the model. We love how big it is, but it's like we're 65, 70 feet when we're towing.
Right.
And so it does, for the most part, we've been able to go almost anywhere we want, but there have been some trips where we're like, well, we can't take the fifth wheel there. So we make other plans, and that's why we're like, it'd be fun to have a smaller rig too, to go on certain areas and in certain national parks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I love our rig, and on one side it has really big windows, but on the other side it has like almost no windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we had more windows just all around, just because natural light just does so much to make your home feel like a home.
Yeah, they did an outdoor kitchen on that side, which is awesome at first, but it's like, oh, but then it negates windows on that entire wall inside.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's true. It's kind of a give and take. They always say, you know, it's the 80-20 rule, 80% you love and 20% you don't love. But
yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Sounds like you guys really do, though, love your RV, which is awesome. And so the remodel was just more of like the color scheme and stuff. Is that what?
Oh, no, we changed a lot still. Like the entertainment system was very detailed. It had, there's a lot of RVs have pointless cupboards and shelving.
Yes.
Like you can't, like what is the point of this? You can't do put anything in here.
Yes.
And so,
or like the shelving is like so high you could barely reach it and you're like, what is the point? Right. I can't even touch this.
Right.
Yeah. So we negated most all of that, took out a whole entire cupboard and instead built a bench seat. Took out the couch there, put in a bench seat that's super nice and comfy.
It has storage underneath it.
Yeah, that storage that we can actually, yeah, can reach. And then in the entertainment center, we took out all of the crazy, there was like 7 different depths and layers and like designs. So it was just kind of subconsciously when you looked at it, it wasn't calming. It was like, this is a weekend rig, but to turn it into a home, we just made it very minimalist style, but very functional too. It's got deeper shelving now that we can fit actual books in and decor.
Yeah, if people want to look at it, it's on our Instagram. Or actually, we did a YouTube series about renovating it.
I was just getting ready to ask if you had a YouTube tour. Okay, good, because I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we actually have like a whole series of us renovating it with the Flippin' Tobies. So mm-hmm. Definitely give it a watch because yeah. It was
oh my goodness
a lot of work. Not as much as we expected, especially the garage. We're like, oh, that'll be so easy. That was so much work.
Yeah, I would do that differently now, but it's Keystone does not mess around with their garage. It, like the different welding ratchet points are very,
very good,
strong, built into the rig.
Just as others mentioned, Bryce also points out the length of the RV can be an issue when you decide to go with a big RV. I'm also glad that Nellie brought up the lack of windows as something that she wishes that she could change. I've seen some RVs with absolutely no windows on the campsite of the RV, and I often wondered if people realized this until they bought it. Definitely something to make sure to notice when you're looking at RVs. You have to go check out their RV renovation tour on their YouTube channel at The Jergies. I was so shocked at it all. They did so much and it is absolutely gorgeous. You will love seeing their amazing transformation. And that completes our recap from past guests discussing things they dislike about their RV. Again, I hope this helps you as you are shopping for your RV. I hope you enjoyed hearing these tips and insights from our past guests. As you've heard, there's a lot to consider when buying an RV. Be sure to listen to the full episode of each guest to hear all the things that they love about their RV. That will also help you in your RV purchase too. As always, if you're considering this lifestyle, remember that there's a supportive community and plenty of resources to help you along the way. Each of these guests would love to answer any questions that you have about this RV life. Please visit roamingyourhome.com/podcast, where you'll see each one of our guests and click their picture to be directed to their page, where you can listen to their full episode and see all the links to their social media and everything that they discussed. Come back each week because I have so many fun interviews coming up. You won't want to miss these great conversations filled with so many awesome tips and travel information. I learned so much and I know you will too, so come back each week. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe and we hope to see you on the road.